This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States officially rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement Friday, reinvigorating the global fight against climate change as the Biden administration plans drastic emissions cuts over the next three decades. Scientists and foreign diplomats have welcomed the U.S. return to the treaty, which became official 30 days after President Joe Biden ordered the move on his first day in office. Mr. Biden has promised it's to chart a path toward net zero U.S. emissions by 2050. Since nearly 200 countries signed the 2015 pact to prevent catastrophic climate change, the United States was the only country to exit. Former President Donald Trump took the step, claiming climate action would cost too much. U.S. Climate Envoy John Kerry will take part in virtual events Friday to mark the U.S. re-entry. Friday, Russia welcomed initial steps taken by the U.S. to find compromise on the Iran nuclear deal. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters it was a good idea that Washington was no longer calling for international sanctions on Iran, but said ultimately more work was needed. The offer for talks come ahead of a Sunday deadline set by Iran for it to restrict some access to nuclear inspectors unless Trump's sanctions are ended. The historic accord, brokered in 2015 by then-President Barack Obama, collapsed under U.S. President Donald Trump. NATO defense ministers made no decision on whether or when to pull out of Afghanistan at a meeting Thursday, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said, adding the Allies faced a dilemma as violence increases again. After two decades of Western military intervention and hundreds of billions of dollars in investment, NATO countries are reluctant to heed a May 1st deadline. This is VOA News.